On this Friday before Father's Day, we take a few minutes to talk about the tradition of military service in families, about fathers and sons going to war. One person who knows about that is Virginia's newest senator, Democrat Jim Webb. In his book, Born Fighting, he writes about the contributions of the Scots-Irish in America, among them his ancestors, and their commitment to serving.
They go into the military because they love their country, because they have family traditions. In the case of my family, all the way back to the American Revolution. And when the time comes, there's a sense of obligation among many to live up to the people who went before you.
Jim Webb's father fought in World War II. Senator Webb was wounded in Vietnam. Now his son has just returned from Iraq. Senator Webb has been an outspoken critic of the war in Iraq. Still, his family has served in conflicts they don't support. Here, Senator Webb reads from his book about his own military father.
Watching firsthand the Johnson administration's dissembling to Congress and disrespect of military leaders, he urged me more than once to go into the Navy, find myself a nice ship where I could, as he so often put it, sit in the wardroom and eat ice cream, and not risk myself as a Marine on an ever-deteriorating battlefield. Once I did receive my orders for combat, my father put in his papers to retire from the Air Force, telling me he couldn't bear to watch it while still wearing a military uniform.
What did you think when he said that to you?
Well, my dad and I had many, many conversations over the period before I went to Vietnam, and he would get very emotional, and in fact, that's the only time I ever saw him cry was when I went to see him just before I went to Vietnam. One of those odd, serendipitous moments where Danny Boy came on the radio. You know, in a sense, it was the way that I've looked at my son's experience. I'm enormously proud that he decided to enlist in the Marine Corps during the worst part of the Iraq War, to leave college because he felt that it was time for him to go do what we have generally done.
I mean, you realize, of course, but probably better than anyone, that you're the model and your father for what he did.
Well, there's a whole lot to be said for whatever the politics of a war are for people who believe in their country and who are willing to step forward and take those risks because they believe in their country. It sounds intellectually odd, but emotionally it's correct.
How do you reconcile that as a person in uniform and actually fighting?
You know, I got that same question from a young Marine a few years ago when I visited Quantico. His question to me was, I don't believe in this, what we're doing. I don't think it's the right way to go. What do I do when one of my Marines asks me that question? And I said, I'll give you the same answer that I used to give myself during Vietnam, and that is that the war isn't going to go away whether or not you or I like it. We're talking as young second lieutenants, not as senators here. And given that, my instincts and my responsibilities are to do the job and to get as many people back as I can. And that's really the duty of a young military leader.
I'm guessing that you might have seen it coming yourself, that your son would also want to serve. But when it became a reality during wartime, what did you think?
It's very, very tough. I mean, as tough as a father, as you might imagine, and it was tough having to deal with it as a public figure, particularly because I was in the middle of a campaign. I didn't go through anything differently as a father than hundreds of thousands of other people, but it's harder, I think, to be a parent when someone is sent into harm's way than it is to be that person. I mean, in terms of how you handle the emotions, I can finally understand what my parents went through when I was in Vietnam. You know, it's probably the hardest thing you'll have to go through as a parent.
Well, I'd like to wish you a happy Father's Day, and I think I'm right that you will be able to spend this Father's Day with Jimmy, your son.
It's a great feeling. Thank you.
Senator Jim Webb is a Democrat from Virginia, and he's the author of the book Born Fighting, How the Scots-Irish Shaped America. And an updated paperback of Born Fighting is just out. Read an excerpt at npr.org.